sung a song in commemoration of the Islamic Revolution. Well, meanwhile, Iran's high-ranking officials have taken part, along with the people, in the nationwide rallies marking the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution's victory.
32 years on, and still millions of people turn out all across the nation to mark the anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Holding up placards, colorful flags and banners, people paraded in the streets to renew allegiance to the Islamic Republic.
The Islamic Revolution of Iran has awakened the Islamic countries all over the world. And what we see now in Egypt and Tunisia and Jordan is the result of this awakening. So we condemn the suppression of these Islamic countries by the United States and the Zionism.
The presence of the younger generation was eye-catching like the previous years.
We are the third generation of Islamic Revolution. We are still supporting the Islamic Revolution and we will continue to fully support it. We are fully support our supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei.
Although I was not born 32 years ago, I have come to the streets today to show that the younger generation of Iran still supports the Islamic Revolution and will remain loyal to its causes and ideals.
Back on February 11, 1979, the late Imam Khomeini ended 2,500 years of monarchy in the country by overthrowing the Pahlavi regime. The Islamic Revolution was formed on the basis of three slogans: independence, freedom, and the Islamic Republic. Not only Ayatollah Khomeini stood against the tyranny of the Shah, but also the colonialism of the West. He further introduced a new system of government that was the Islamic Republic of Iran to the world, which changed political equations.
These people have taken to the streets to show their solidarity with the Islamic Revolution, 32 years after it was formed on the basis of public support. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
People in other major Iranian cities have also held huge rallies commemorating the Islamic Revolution's anniversary. Take a look. A correspondent has interviewed some participants in today's rallies. Let's take a listen to what they had to say.
Well, the main slogan of the revolution was independence and freedom and the Islamic Republic. These are the three main slogans of the revolution, which we have said during the regime of Shah, and we are still saying the same. We have stayed with the same slogan. The first one was the independence. because the country was dependent on the United States, and the Shah himself was a puppet regime of the United States. Now, the first thing that we achieved after the revolution was the total independence of the country.
I would like to mention that before the revolution, there was very limited development in the industrial sector. But one of the most important blessings that is granted to our nation after the revolution was this self-esteem that we can do.
Celebrations to mark the anniversary of the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution have also been held in other countries. In New York, the Iranian mission to the UN held an event to mark the occasion. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and other dignitaries joined in for the celebrations. Guests were greeted by Iran's ambassador to the UN, Mohammad Khazai. A number of Iranian expatriates also took part in the event. In the Syrian capital, Damascus, members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and Hezbollah took part in a ceremony held to commemorate the day. Well, with that, we come to an end of world news here on Press TV. Don't forget to log on to our website, presstv.ir, for more details on these stories and a lot more. Top of the hour, we'll be back with news in brief. Don't go away.